Headlining this hour's news, the first new Para sessions end in California mudslides take 11 lives. Good morning. I'm Army Specialist Jerry W. Gears.
AFN, news on the hour, compiled from major American networks, wire services, and military sources. Now, complete details.
The news in Paris, the first formal session, the peace talks is over, and correspondent Bill Butel is there.
As the first session of the substantive peace talks here in Paris broke up after 6.5 hours of negotiation, all the four participants in the talks seemed content, at least, with what had happened inside the old Hotel Majestic. If the length of meetings means anything, and usually it's considered that it does mean something, then the meeting today was probably a qualified success. Henry Cabot Lodge told us that he asked the North Vietnamese and the NLF that the PMZ, the demilitarized zone between North and South Vietnam, be reestablished. There was no reaction to that suggestion inside the meeting, but afterwards the North Vietnamese spokesman told us that North Vietnam already has rejected this idea because they think it's a smokescreen for American aggression. This does not mean, of course, that they will reject it as the talks go on.
And Ambassador Lodge also said he was ready to work out a plan whereby all foreign troops could be withdrawn from Vietnam. There was a lot of discussion on the shape of the bargaining table in Paris in the beginning, but not too much was ever said about the hall itself when the talks are held. Correspondent Bernard Wedmont has that story.
It's the full-dress opening of the Paris Conference on Vietnam. I'm speaking to the grand ballroom of the International Conference Center, the old Hotel Majestic, on the Avenue Kléber near the Arch of Triumph. This 60-year-old, six-story building was once Nazi military headquarters and then U.S. military headquarters. UNESCO used it, then the French Foreign Ministry took it over for conferences. By a curious coincidence, the first conference held here was on Franco-Vietnamese affairs in 1946. Outside are chestnut trees along the sedate avenue of business and residential buildings. This ballroom is about the size of a tennis court. The decoration is rather rococo. Gold sculptured gray walls with inset marble medallions, three glittering crystal chandeliers, and on opposite walls, two Gobelin tapestries representing Diana the Huntress with doves at the top. And I can see in the corners of the ceiling glowering hawks or American bald eagles. This is Bernard Redmond at the Vietnam Conference in Paris.
No relief is in sight in Southern California, where mudslides and floods have taken 11 lives and have done at least $5 billion in damages. The weather and forecast rain continuing through tomorrow. The victims were buried alive, with rivers of mud rolled down from foothills already soaked by more than 1 week of rain. Police report hundreds of houses have been destroyed or badly damaged. 26 railroad cars carrying butane fuel derailed today at Laurel, Mississippi. 16 of them blew up in a series of explosions that made a shambles of a 10-block area. At least 39 persons were injured and 30 homes destroyed in the explosions and fires. One 12-year-old girl is reported missing. It was the third such derailment in as many weeks involving the same Southern Railway train, number 154. Federal investigators are looking at that series of derailments. Secret testimony went on at the Naval Court of Inquiry about the loss of the Pueblo today. Skipper Lloyd Booker talked about the intelligence ship's mission and operation. Two of their witnesses also testified. All their testimony was marked classified and not released. Other Navy officers are expected to testify about the decision not to send air aid to the Pueblo, but it was surrounded by North Korean ships. In Santa Barbara, California, experts from the United States and Japan are stunning policy toward Red China. ABC correspondent Bill Brannigan is at the conference, and Brannigan says
there seems to be a new wave of movement toward trying to establish some sort of normal relations with Beijing rather than the present isolated set of the relations that Washington and Beijing maintain.
And that's from correspondent Bill Brannigan in Santa Barbara, California. The chief prosecutor in the trial of Clay Shaw, New Orleans, dropped a strong hint today. It was that he'll ask the jury to believe that the assassin of President Kennedy was not Lee Harvey Oswald. Assistant District Attorney James Alcock did the hinting while questioning a prospective juror. After 5 days, only 8 men have been picked to hear the state's conspiracy case against Shaw. Today's session was held in hopes of completing the jury, but no new names were added to the jury rolls. And that's latest news of the hour, compiled from major American networks, wire services, and military sources. I'm Army Specialist Gary W. Gears for AFBN Radio News in Saigon.
AFBN Radio News.
on the air 24 hours a day to keep you totally informed.